Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Come on. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. One more time. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever your need is this morning, the Lord is your shepherd. And you can make that confession, you shall not want. And invoke God. Invoke the blessing. Get the blessing working on your behalf. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let's give the Lord one more shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell two or three people you're glad to see him today. Hallelujah. Glad to see you. Glad to see you. Glad to see you. Praise the Lord. Before the praise and worship team disappears, we have a new team member. See, he's playing his horn. What's your name?
My name is Earl, but you can call me Baker.
Baker?
Yeah, I'm Blondell's husband.
Your name, I knew you were Blondell's husband. Your name is Earl, but we can call you Baker. Baker.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Is that, that's your last name?
Yes.
Okay. So come on, let's welcome Baker. Praise the Lord. We got a horn in the house. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Did everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Praise God. I hope so. I was playing my song. That song. Hey, Andrew, I want that song from last week to be our theme song for the rest of the year. Lord, I'm just grateful for him. Amen? Woo! Me. It just makes me grateful. That song makes me grateful, makes me thankful, makes me so appreciative, it makes me happy. Praise the Lord. It's just a great song. Amen? All right. Praise the Lord. Y'all still eating leftovers?
Yes.
You tired of leftovers? I was going to, you know, ask you about Thanksgiving. And then I was going to have a, no, I won't say that. Never mind. I was going to say I'm going to have an altar call for, pray over, huh? Over the who? Eater? No, not overeaters. That's funny. No. Never mind. I won't say it on video. People might get mad at me. Anyway, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get to the Word of God. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you lift up your Bibles, your iPads, your cell phones. Amen. Say, this is my Bible. It is the Word of God. I am what the Word of God says I am. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. I can have what the Word of God says I have. It will lift me up out of darkness into the light. Praise the Lord. Out of sickness into health. Out of poverty into wealth. Anybody believe that?
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
Lift you out. If you can't see, you don't know what you're doing, it'll lift you up out of darkness. If you're sick, it'll lift you up out of sickness. If you are poor, broke, busted, and disgusted, the Word of God will lift you up into wealth. Amen? Somebody say, that's good news.
That's good news.
Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting Word of God, I will never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever will I be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Now say this, just one word from God will change your life. Amen. So I pray today that just one word that you hear will change your life, change your thinking, change your perspective. Amen. Change your understanding. Praise God. I know just as a pastor, I think I shared with you last week, I'm just motivated that all of us, you know, the whole body, but us as a church family, just really learn who we are in Christ. Amen. And that we go to a whole nother level in understanding. Amen. So I'm going to, this is part two from what I preached a couple of weeks ago. And I entitled it, Seated with Christ, Let's Not Die as Mere Men. Let's not die as just regular men. Tell the person next to you, say, don't be regular. Say, be supernatural. Tell somebody else, say, don't be regular. Be supernatural. Now tell somebody, I'm not regular. I'm supernatural. Praise God. Say this, I am a son of God. I am a child of God, a daughter of God, an extension of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm not just a regular person. I've been recreated in Christ. Amen. I like to say this, we are not who we see in the mirror. We are not who we see in the mirror. And we just need to raise things up to another level. Amen. And so let's start with Psalm 8 in the Passion Translation, verses 4 through 8. Amen. Psalm 8, verses 4 through 8. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, compared to all this cosmic glory, why would you bother with puny mortal man or be infatuated with Adam's sons? Now, the King James Version says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yet what honor you have given to men, created only a little lower than Elohim, that's plural for God, crowned like kings and queens with glory and magnificence. Let's read that together. Let's go back to verse 5. Let's read that together. Yet what honor you have given to men, created only a little lower than Elohim, crowned like kings and queens with glory and magnificence. Let that sink in for a minute. God has crowned you with glory and magnificence. You are not who you see in the mirror. God has crowned us with glory and magnificence. We're not just regular men. We're not just regular people. Amen? We're born again, children of God, new creatures in Christ Jesus. Isn't that right? Let's read verse 6. You have delegated to them, somebody say, that's me, that's us. You have delegated to them mastery over all you have made. He's talking about us. Making everything subservient to their authority. Come on, they're still talking about us. Placing earth itself under the feet of your image bearers. Somebody say, I'm an image bearer, God's image bearer. Say it again. Say, I bear the image of God. All the created order and every living thing of the earth, sky and sea, the wildest beasts and all the sea creatures, everything is in submission to Adam's son. Somebody say, that's me. So we've been crowned with glory and magnificence. We are God's image bearers. That's deep and heavy, but it's the truth. And so God saved us from ourselves. Amen? He saved us from being defeated and powerless and without any authority to the people of God who God has put the earth in charge of, or put the earth in our charge. Amen? Do y'all see that? Y'all kind of quiet. So in Ephesians, we've been looking at how we've been seated with Christ. Let's go there again. Let's go there. So we have to focus on adjusting the way we see ourselves. The scripture says that we are to know no man in the flesh. And I believe I said to you, that includes we have to stop seeing ourselves in the flesh. There's too much in the flesh about us, about our past habits, you know, where we came from, where we didn't come from. We are too familiar with all of the things that we were before we got born again. And that's why we have to renew our minds to the Word of God to find out who the new creature is. Amen? So we can't even be, it hurts us when we stay familiar with ourselves. Well, that's not me. Well, I can't do that. Well, I can't possibly say that. Oh, I can't take dominion. I can't control my circumstances. I can't get over this hurdle. You know, all this negative stuff. I can't talk, right? I can't speak to people. Oh, I'm just shy. I can't use any authority. I've never used any authority for anything. I've always been told what to do. I can't be a leader. I've always been a follower. I can't be creative. I've never had an imagination. You know, so all these things that we say about ourselves that prevents us from being who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen? So that covers the whole spectrum, whether it's our social life, our emotional life, our physical life, right? We're changed. We are new people, but we can't prove it. We can't live it out unless we know the Word of God. And start and believe what the Word of God says about us, right? More than what we even say about ourselves or what other people have said about us. You know, so we shouldn't be concerned about what anybody says about us or what they have spoken to us. Now, God is our authority. The Word of God is our authority. This overrides everything. If the Word of God couldn't override our situation, then we would have no hope, basically. I think you've heard me say before, and I'm not being disrespectful to the Lord, but I'm saying that, but I often think, if the Lord can't do us any good, what do we need him for? Now, I know that sounds disrespectful. The Lord knows what I mean. But if being in Christ doesn't make a difference, then what are we doing? Right? Paul said, I think he told the Christians, he said, if there is no resurrection, he said, we're all most miserable. Because that is the crux of our salvation. What we believe, that Jesus died, but he rose from the dead. And if he didn't rise from the dead, we're just messed up. We're still going to hell. So why know the Lord, but don't let the Lord help us be who we're supposed to be in him? We have to focus on being in him. We get credit. We've been counted for being in him now. And what we did, what our past no longer has any weight or clout. Amen? Our past can't make us do anything, right? Unless we let it. So again, we don't want to die. Turn to the person next to you and say, I don't want to die this way. I don't want to die this way. I want to be more. I want to do more. I want to know more. Right? I want to be conformed to the image of Jesus more. I need to. Right? God, and I'm making this point because we read in the scripture that we've been seated with Christ. When he was raised from the dead, we were raised from the dead. When he was seated in heavenly places, we were seated in heavenly places. We've been talking about sitting, walking, and standing. There's three things we're responsible for. We're supposed to be seated. Being seated just doesn't mean resting, right? Because once we just realize our position, there's things to do. See, God wants to take over this earth. When Jesus left in Matthew 28, he said what? He said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said, now you go. Tell the person next to you, now you go. Now you go with what? You go with power and authority. Jesus said, I'm done. I'm finished. I did my part. I'm going to take my position seated in heaven, right? And I'm leaving my body, my creation. See, God wants all men. He wished that no men, or he wished that all men be saved, and that none perish. So his plan, we got to go back to Genesis, right? Jesus had to come fix what Adam and Eve messed up. As soon as they sinned, they blew it. But God had a plan that he said, now I gotta fix this. I have to come and recover everything that Adam and Eve gave up in the garden, right? And so that has always been God's plan. To recover for man. That's why Jesus became a man, right? In the flesh. He was God in the flesh, but he was man as well. And so God, he used Jesus, who was born of a woman, right? But fathered by God. But he had to come in the flesh to demonstrate what God can do in the flesh. But you think I'm talking about Jesus. But when we got born again, God came into us. And now we're his representatives, right? We're new creatures in Christ. We have different capabilities now. We can speak to a thing. We can decree a thing, and it'll happen. But the enemy doesn't want us to remember that. Again, I say often, that's why he keeps us all tangled up. Come on, y'all. He keeps us tangled up in a whole bunch of junk, a whole bunch of lies, a whole bunch of drama. You know, we can't find out what the purpose of God is. See, this is the reason why we should have what we need. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Because when we are preoccupied with eating, drinking, family matters, money, worries, when we're preoccupied with that stuff, We don't care about the plan of God. We're too busy trying to make it. Come on, y'all. God doesn't want us to just make it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Say that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He doesn't want us to want so that we can take care of higher things. Like getting other people saved. Like getting other people healed. You know, we're going to pray at the end. We're going to pray. We got these shootings at the mall and, you know, and even that kind of stuff is tragic. But that makes the body of Christ concerned. Can I go to the mall? Can I go to a concert? Am I going to get shot? Somebody going to show up there and shoot? We shouldn't be. If we know who we are in Christ, if we hear from God, because we need to hear from God, we need to get an unction from the Holy Spirit, like, don't go there. Just go do your laundry. Go play with your kids. Go play a game with your husband. Go read your Bible. Because we need to be able to get an unction from the Holy Ghost when not to go places, because that's part of the protection. The Holy Spirit's supposed to lead us and to guide us into all truth, right? But if we're so preoccupied with all the natural things that we are preoccupied with, we're not going to, being seated with Christ won't even matter. Right? Even walking in Christ won't matter. Because we are preoccupied with stuff. Stuff that God's already taken care of. So God will help you pay your rent. God will cause you to have plenty of food. When you're not all wrapped up in the doing of it. God will give you a job. He'll show you where a job is. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If I don't want to want, I need a job. If I don't want to want, that means I have to eat and not just barely getting by, street. We should be eating whatever we want to eat. Now, don't take that literally. Your genes will tell you you can't eat what you want to eat. But you know what I'm saying. We should have plenty, right? We should have leftovers. We should have extra. We should have something to give to somebody else. You know, the scripture says, him that stole, steal no more. So that, let him work with his hands. Why? So that he may have to give to somebody else in need. So we shouldn't be in need. We should have plenty so that we can be the body of Christ, so that we can be God's extension. And when somebody needs something to eat, we can help them because we have plenty. Amen? And so when our needs aren't met, then again, being seated with Christ. See, seated with Christ is what gives us. We have to know that we're seated with Christ. It's not just so we can have rest. Being seated with Christ means when God looks over to where Jesus is, he sees us. And so God has chosen to help us to back up what we're supposed to be doing in Christ. So being seated with him just doesn't mean I'm seated with Christ, everything's cool. It means God's not angry with us. We're not at odds with God because now God is at peace with us. But being seated with Christ tells us where our authority comes from. And that all of heaven backs us up. And so when we know what authority we have, then and how we're supposed to function, we're supposed to be changing people's lives. Right? See, Jesus legitimately kicked the devil's butt. He legitimately took away his power. He defeated him. Jesus defeated Satan. But when we don't know that we're seated with Christ, when we don't know how to walk worthy of the Lord, then we can't stand against him. See, we're not supposed to go marching in to territory, to fight, to take what's ours. No, it's ours. Jesus did it. Jesus brought the blessing back. We don't have to fight for anything, but what we do have to do is to know what belongs to us, and then we have to stand against the enemy. In other words, we are supposed to be, we're supposed to get to the point as Christians that Satan just can't do what he wants to do in our lives. Because we're the authority. Tell the person next to you, on your right and your left, say, we're the authority in the earth. We're the authority. The only thing Satan can do is deceive us, is to get us fighting little fires and little wars and getting wrapped up in all the stuff that Jesus said, don't even worry about that. I know you need all of that. Right? So, and then when we know what he's done for us, that he already won the war. That's why we're more than conquerors. We didn't conquer nothing. We're more than conquerors because Jesus conquered it for us. What Jesus did gave us sweatless victory. So now it's up to us that when Satan comes, like that's why I learned years ago, we're not the sick trying to get healed. We're the healed, and the devil's trying to make us sick. Let me tell you, the best way to treat sickness and how to look at it is to blame it on the devil. At least that makes me get more aggressive because, you know, it gives me somebody to blame. How many of y'all like people to blame? So, but Satan is the one who opened up the door. Sin opened up the door to sickness, right? If there was no sin, there would be no sickness. But sin opened up the door to sickness. So when Jesus closed the door to sin, that closed the door to sickness. But now we have to know that healing and divine health belongs to us. We should get to a point where we're telling Satan, no, you're not coming up in here. You know, or we shouldn't be letting him do anything. But again, if we're all caught up with eating, drinking, wearing, what I'm going to drive, where I'm going to live, that's low on the totem pole with God. He needs us to take back territory or to at least stand our territory. When we stand against the enemy, that means to hold your position. So Jesus came and brought back everything. He brought back all the blessing. He brought back everything that's good. It belongs to us. Jesus said, now you go therefore. Because I've already given you the victory. I've left you my name. You can use my name whenever and wherever you need to use it. against darkness, against the devil, against sickness, against enemies. We've been given the name of Jesus. And he said, when you, anything you ask in my name, some translations, it actually means whatever you demand in my name, I will do it. Why? Because that's his plan, that we're here and we're supposed to be making things change. We're supposed to be recovering all. Amen? Y'all understand that? So, again, we have to get out of the mindset. So, again, let's not die as mere men. Let's not leave this earth. Let's not die, and we didn't even know who we were in Christ. Tell somebody that's crazy. All of us, not just me, not just the ministers, not just the elders, not just the deacons, not just the ushers, all of us need to find out who we are in Christ. Because we all, God gives us all our area of influence. That's why Christians need to start getting in other areas, right? Getting in politics and making an impact. Getting in entertainment. They call it the seven mountains, I think. Education, right? Why? So we can affect them with God and with God's principles and with God's word and with God's voice, which would be your voice, your influence, right? Because they need us, right? Every mountain needs God's voice in it and God's influence. Amen? All right, let me keep moving. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's look at Colossians 2. I think I gave y'all that. Colossians, did I give you Colossians 2? I don't think so. All right, Colossians 2. So this is just to reinforce what Jesus did. And so verse 13, let me start at verse 11. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, that's being in Christ, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God. Raised by faith with him. Amen? In the workings of God who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, circumcision was a sign that a person was in covenant with God. A blood covenant, to be exact. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him. Come on, y'all. We were dead. Dead, right? He has made us alive with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. Let me read verse 14 in the Amplified. Having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note bond with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us, hostile towards us. Let me just put it this way. Everything that you did wrong has been wiped away. And it's so important for us to remember that just because we remember something doesn't mean that it's so. There are things we need to forget, right? Because it'll cause us to continuously hold ourselves accountable for something that was already wiped out. Amen? This note, with his regulations, decrees, and demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to his cross. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. So, Jesus defeated Satan. So now his power is gone. Somebody say, Satan's power is gone. He can't hold anything against me anymore. So I expressed that grace put us all on the same playing field, right? So we don't have to keep account of anything that we did in our past. It's no longer held against us. Somebody say, that's good news. Now, you might think, oh, yeah, I've heard that before, but yeah, but do you really do it? Do you really believe it? How much are you holding yourself back? How much do we limit ourselves because we are remembering, right? But just because we remember doesn't mean it's supposed to hold us hostage. Amen? Praise the Lord. So Jesus, he did all the work. And now we're seated with him. And now when we operate in authority and in the power that Jesus gave us, all of heaven backs us up. So God is waiting for us to carry out his plan. Amen? Somebody say, God has a plan. And part of that plan includes me. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and then we'll read Ephesians chapter 2 real quick just to refresh our memory. So being seated with Christ is not just for peace and rest because it's finished, but we're seated with Christ, and that's where our authority comes from. Amen? Somebody say, God backs me up when I act and when I speak. Amen? It was his idea, not our idea. Where are we going? Okay. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, read verse 20 with me, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above, somebody say far above, all principalities. Where else have we seen that word? Principality and power and might, dominion. Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to read that. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Remember, he was a man. Jesus was a man. And he did all this as a man. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So that makes Jesus' name above every other name. Above the devil's name. Above your mama's name. Above your auntie's name. Above any sickness that can be named. Even the big C. Or HIV. Or anything else. His name is above incurable diseases. His name is above, far above. His name exceeds every other name. And when we use his name, nothing should be able to stand against his name. If we know that we're seated with Christ, right? Because in this life, once we're born again, we're going to have to learn how to stand against the enemy. and to hold our ground and be able to tell each other, you gonna let the devil do that to you? Are we gonna let him get away with that? Somebody say, no. No. So he's been seated. And then Ephesians 2, let's look at that. And then we'll go to Ephesians 6 and I'll end today. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, don't die like a regular man. And I mean spirit man. Don't die like a regular woman. Don't die like a regular man. Right? In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Say, I'm a son of righteousness. I'm no longer a son of disobedience. I no longer serve Satan and darkness. Right? Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, somebody say, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse 6. And raised us up together. Somebody read that with me. And raised us up together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. God's grace is filled with riches. We've only seen a little bit. Show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Amen? So none of us have anything to boast about. Not one of us is any gooder than the other. Amen? We're all the same. We've all been changed. We've all been justified. We've all been glorified by God. Romans 8 says that God justified us, he justified us, sanctified us, and it says, and he glorified us. So being seated with Christ, it also includes that word glorified. It also means raised to a heavenly dignity. Him he also glorified, him that he foreknew. Somebody say, God foreknew me. He saved me. He justified me. That means he declared us not guilty, innocent, and then he didn't stop there. He glorified us. How are we going to function like we're seated with Christ? How are we going to walk worthy of the Lord? How are we going to stand against the enemy? Knowing that we've been raised to another level, that we've been raised to a heavenly dignity. Man, if we would just have dignity, if we would just be dignified, maybe things would start to happen. If we knew we were raised to a heavenly dignity, maybe we wouldn't take what the devil is dealing out to believers. Amen? So we have power over him. We have power over him. I've been seated with Christ. That means I've been raised with Christ far above all principality, all power. Let's turn to Ephesians 6 and then we'll end here. So God wants to take over the whole earth using man, us, who's created in his image. The scripture says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so we are supposed to be enforcing that. And so we can start with our own lives and make sure our lives are blessed. Make sure we're believing God for our finances, for our healing, for our peace of mind, right? For our living arrangements. Praise the Lord. And even as parents, as people, just starting with our own house, laying hands on our own kids, laying hands on our own spouses, our nieces, nephews, right? Just that's basic stuff. Amen? Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, let's read there. Well, in here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Look, that says be. Remember that word be? It means to arise, to show up on the scene. Arise, right? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I can't remember the wiles, the tactics, the maneuvers, the MO of the devil, right? How he operates. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. That's what I'm saying. When Satan comes to take something from you, when Satan comes to inflict something on you, you're supposed to stand because you already got something. No, I already got healing. Get out of here. That's standing. That's not backing up. That's not backtracking. When he comes to take your job or take your finances, no, we got to stand and say, no, I'm rich in Christ. I shall not want. Right? When danger comes, we should stand against danger. Say, no, no weapon formed against me will prosper. No, I don't care, bullets are flying all down my neighborhood. Not one will come nigh my dwelling. Right? But that means we not sitting in the house shivering and got the kids in the corner. Right? We have to stand. Walk around our house in Jesus' name. Not one arrow is going to touch me. Not one bullet. Nope. Nothing, no danger, no harm is going to come to me because I'm protected, because I'm seated with Christ, because I'm called to stand against the enemy, because I have a voice and I have authority and I have the name that is above every name. Every name. Amen? So we just have to know who we are. Praise the Lord. Were we finished? Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, the truth of the word, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. We can stand when we know that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. That's what God says. I don't care what anybody else says. The word of God says that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm in right standing with God. God's not mad at me anymore. God doesn't have me on punishment. I'm in right standing with him. God's not striving with me, and I'm not striving with him. Oh, let us stop striving with the Lord and just believe him and trust him. And having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Right? Ready to preach the good news. Right? What's the good news to a poor man? That you don't have to be poor no more. right? Whatever we need. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Tell the person next to you, we've been called to fight off and resist all those fiery darts. All of his tricks, his bag of tricks, right? And so we should stand against him, stand our ground, so that he leaves us alone, at least for a time. But the more we learn how to stand against him, the less and less he can show up. Now, of course, we have to close the doors that we open. The Bible says to give him no place. That means we don't do stupid stuff. We don't live ungodly, right? We live to please the Lord. We don't speak fear. We don't speak doubt. We speak faith. We speak the word of God, right? Because when we do those things, we open the door. So the last thing we want to do is cause our own problems, right? By what we say and what we confess, because that's what we believe. Amen? So we just have to change how we think. We have to know that we're seated with Christ. We have to know that God has called us to be warriors, to be able to stand our ground and defend, I'll put it this way, and defend what Christ has already done for us. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Glory to God. Somebody say, the Lord is my shepherd. Say, Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, I'm saved, sanctified, justified, glorified. I've been raised to a heavenly dignity. I don't walk in shame. I don't walk in lack. I don't walk in fear. I've been raised to another level. I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ. I've been given his name. I've been given his authority. I've been given his backing so that what I say and what I do according to faith will come to pass. Say, I can decree a thing and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Say, I've been given a voice, and heaven backs up my voice. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, we want to get to a place. Say, in Jesus' name, I'm going to get to a place when I use my voice that the enemy of my soul and the enemy of God shivers, flees, runs from my presence, from my house, from my marriage. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Why don't you pray in the spirit for a minute? Lord, we thank you that when the Father looks at you, Jesus, he sees me. Hallelujah. I'm seated with Christ. I'm not just a mere man. I'm not just a mortal man. I'm a supernatural man. I'm a supernatural woman. Ke sambramba kidibi sondo roboshe. I tondo roboshe kidibaha. I tondo roboshe boha titi. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not lack any good thing. Begi begi begsi pita bahando oste hendayisa. Engo gongo shukobose tabadisa ti. I tondo roboshe broka. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you speak to your people right now. You speak to their hearts. Mena masutu, ista manyama hati. That you give them a word. That you give them a word. That you give them an instruction. Mena masuto boshia ha ha ha. E manyama hada. That you give them strategies for what they need right now in their lives. Gisondo boshi ha bahade. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want us to... just pray for, if you just stand to your feet before I give an altar call, I just want us to pray for peace over our nation, that God's will be done in our nation. That terrorists and troublemakers and destroyers will be stopped. That the spirit of fear will not overcome us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we just pray over our nation right now in Jesus' name. We pray for peace. We pray for rest. And God, we understand that some things have to happen in order for you to get in. And that Satan wants to keep you out of not just our nation. He wants to keep you out of our lives. Father, I pray that the stubborn, that the wayward will let you in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray in Jesus' name for your divine protection. Your divine protection over people in this nation. Heavenly Father, we pray together in Jesus' name that you would shut down secret plans, secret purposes of evil and destruction. We speak against those plans right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray that every demonic plan and plot to disturb and to kill and to destroy will be shut down and or discovered and shut down in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in the gap. We're here to be used by you to make an effect and to cause change. Father, use our unity in prayer right now in Jesus' name to shut down all these evil plots to hurt people. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we declare and decree right now that we've not been given the spirit of fear. Say, I haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Say, I don't have the spirit of fear. I have the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Say, I will not fear. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We claim Psalm 91 in Jesus' name. No arrow by day, pestilence by night, no bullets, no terrorists, nor any other violent thing will come nigh our dwelling or come nigh our children or our loved ones or our grandchildren or our children's children. In Jesus' name, Satan, we give you no place. In Jesus' name, I will not fear. I will not fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Kison dorobo shibraba kita hada ashute. Mena mano mosidira bahadishiki. Ikon dorobo shigrande gedifistoge basikiri bitoti mina hasti. Hasti mayo hofu shitahada. Mena masubroka. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for an influx into the kingdom. That people would run to you. That people would want to know you now. That their fear would chase them right to you, God. Chase them right to the church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for hearing our prayers. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can be seated. If anyone here does not know the Lord Jesus, you've never asked him to be the Lord of your life, to come into your heart, to be your Lord, your master, your Savior. Glory to God. God wants you in his family. That's his plan. He's got good things for you, good plans for you, like he has for all of us. So if that's anybody today, you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, would you just bow your heads? Everybody bow your heads and just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. I also believe that you, Jesus, are a Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. You took my punishment. But I believe that God the Father raised you from the dead to live forever, so that I could live forever with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to be Lord of my life. I confess you, Jesus, as Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, come. Take my life. Do something good with it. Show me how to walk. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my master. Say, devil, you can no longer lord over me, fool me, or trick me, because today I have a new Lord, and his name is Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, coming into my life. Say, I am saved. If anybody prayed that prayer for the very first time, you can just raise your hand so I can see your hand. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time, or you prayed that prayer because you wanted to rededicate your life to the Lord? You're already born again, but you wanted to rededicate your life. Is that anybody today? Anybody? Anyone? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Minister Sheila, she's going to come and lead us in tithes and offerings. Let's give her a hand. You can help her.
I refuse to die as a mere man. I am supernatural, and I will die when I am done, and I am nowhere near done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for that word, Pastor. Will you prepare your heart to give? If anyone needs an offering envelope, please raise your hands and our ushers will serve you gladly. We have some of our youth serving today, and they are doing a tremendous job. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There are many ways that we can give, and if you are also off giving from home, in a moment we will share with you how you are able to give through technology. But before we get started with that, I want to read a little bit, something from Matthew chapter 17, and we're going to look at verses 24 through 27. And it says, I'm reading from the TPT version, it says that after they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and asked, "Does your teacher pay the tax for the upkeep of the temple like the rest of us?" And Peter said, "Of course he does." When Peter walked into the house and before he had a chance to speak, Jesus spoke up and said, "Peter, I have a question for you. Who pays tolls or taxes to a king? Is tax collected from the king's own children or from his subjects?" "And from his subjects," Peter answered. Jesus replied, "That's right. The children get off free without paying taxes, but so that we don't offend them, go to the lake and throw out your hook, and the first fish that rises up will have a coin in its mouth. It will be the exact amount you need to pay the temple tax for both of us." And what really amazed me as I read that passage of scripture, a few things was, first of all, that God knows what we need before we even ask. Peter ran into the house and he was about to tell Jesus what happened. And before he could even say something, Jesus started asking him questions and challenging his faith. So he already knows what we need. And the fact was that he said, when you grab that coin out of that fish's mouth, it's going to be the exact amount for both my taxes and your taxes. So God is a provider. And you know what else? God provides through the gifts and the skills that he has already given to us. Peter was a fisherman. He said, "Go do what you do, but do it at my word. And when you do it at my word, it's going to produce something." Do you remember when Peter was out fishing all night and Jesus rode up on the boat and Jesus walked up to the shore and he said, "Cast your net on the other side"? It was what Peter already knew how to do. So we have to stop looking for new things and take what God has already given us and do it at his command. Do it when he tells us to do it. Peter's skills alone were not good enough, but it was when Jesus commanded him to do it. And lastly, it says God can place supernatural provision inside of ordinary work. Don't be worried. Don't try to follow the next gimmick that's coming up. Don't be turned by every wave, and just take what you already know how to do and say, "God, at your word, I am going to do it." Amen. Video, would you show the different ways that we can give?
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Amen. Why don't you stand to our feet as we begin to make our offering confession. and it's really big, so I can't see it. So can you stretch it? Can you shrink it? Because the words are not on the screen. Amen. Okay, well, then I'm going to have to turn around and do. Okay, there we go. Amen. All right, so we decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of the scripture that protects those who tithe and give offering. As a household, we are committed to tithe and giving to the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. That destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tithers' blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tithers' blessing that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tithe rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Now, Father God, we thank you that we have heard your voice today concerning what to give, Lord, above and beyond the tithe that we already owe to you, Father God. We thank you for the blessing, Lord God, that you have placed upon our lives. We thank you for multiplying, Lord, what we have given and causing it to come back to us, Lord, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Will you cause men to give into our bosom? We thank you for witty ideas. We thank you for concepts. We thank you for insight, Lord God, into what to do with the gifts and talents that you have already given to us. And we declare in Jesus' name that we are sowing into good ground in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. And I do have a hot topic for you. So we also want to remember that to join us on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our regularly scheduled midweek online services via YouTube. We will be wrapping up the 40th anniversary legacy videos by the late Pastor Lamont in the first two Wednesdays of December. Somebody say, aw. We are looking forward to having you connect with the messages. So, guys, be blessed by the word of God. And will you please welcome back Pastor Connie?
Thanks, Mrs. Sheila. Praise the Lord. I can keep Pastor Lamont rolling if you want me to. Praise the Lord. Huh? You want both? Oh, okay. Praise God. All right. Praise God. It's almost ready. Time to go home. Praise the Lord. We want to take this time to welcome any first-time attenders. Do we have any first-time attenders today? Any first-time attenders? You can just raise your hand. Hi. Can y'all just stand so everybody can see you? Can you stand? We have one young lady here, one in the back. Anybody else? Any shy first-time attenders here? Praise God. We want to just say thank you so much. Welcome to Living Faith. We're so glad you came to worship God with us today. And you're welcome back anytime, anytime. You could have gone any place, anywhere, but we're so glad you came here today. Come on, y'all. Let's give her another hand. Did anybody shake her hand, give her a hug, anything? There goes one. Ah, ha, ha. Praise God. There's one more. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're so glad to have you. Also, if anybody here, you want to make Living Faith your church home. You've been putting it off. You think, say, today is the day. and you want to make this your church family. Is anybody? Is there anybody today? Anybody today? Praise the Lord. Our doors are always open. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right, and lastly, we're going to have our elders and ministers at the altar. If you need prayer, if you want to touch and agree in prayer about something, a concern of yours, they'll be at the altar here after closing prayer to pray with you. Amen? All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, everybody, you can stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to the person to your right, to your left, say, be supernatural this week. Praise the Lord. Be supernatural, because we are supernatural. Amen? Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I pray that anyone who wasn't glad when they came in this building will leave glad, that they'll be glad by faith, because you're a good God and you've got good things planned for your people. Father, we declare and decree in agreements with your word that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you're in agreement with